The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for the purification, according to the law of Moses, parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord. Offer the sacrifice a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance to the dictate and the law of the Lord. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death, for he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple. The parents brought in the child Jesus, informed the custom of the law in regard to him. He took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, to prepare it in the sight of all the peoples, light for the revelation to the Gentiles, the glory of your people Israel." Child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined to fall and rise to many in Israel, be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce. Thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also prophetess Anna, daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. Coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. They had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord. They returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. Child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom. The favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
There's an interesting cast of characters in our gospel today. And, thinking back to when I was a kid, if my parents were bringing us to church, and especially with a little baby, and we encountered the story we heard in the gospel today, I don't know that we would come back. Anna talking about all the stuff that's going to happen to the child, Simeon, to Mary, that a sword will pierce her heart. It's challenging enough to bring a little kid in and everyone wanting to watch and see how this kid is going to act and how noisy the kid will be. And, oh my goodness, if to run into people like Simeon and Anna, I don't know what kind of welcoming reception that would be. But we celebrate today not just the feast of any family, but the feast of the Holy Family. And one of the great things that the Holy Family feast tells us is that families are good, that families are a blessing, that families are so good that God the Father wanted Jesus to have one. And that's a great thing to celebrate, especially this time of year with Christmas and everything else. And so, the first reading that we heard today from the book of the prophet Sirach, which talks about all the blessings for fathers and all the blessings for mothers. God wanted those things for Joseph and for Mary, just like he wants them for all parents. And we celebrate that goodness today of all families, and in a special way of the Holy Family. But, you know, as we zoom in on the Holy Family and we take a good look, you know, we remember not just to focus on the baby Jesus, but also to remember that he had parents, to remember Mary, to remember Joseph. As wonderful as that scene is, and I'm looking at this beautiful nativity set that you have set up right here, as beautiful as this image is to remind us of the beautiful scene in Bethlehem, we are invited not to stay there. Our feast today is calling us not to linger too long at that crib, at the manger, not to stay in Bethlehem, but to zoom back out just a little bit. Because our readings today remind us that yes, Mary and Joseph with their baby Jesus formed that basic unit of the family, the Holy Family there in Nazareth, but there's more to the story than that. Our readings today invite us to remember that Mary and Joseph were more than just the foundational unit for Jesus. They were more than just the parents of Jesus, that they are a blessing for each one of us as well, that Mary and Joseph are, in a certain special way, our spiritual parents, that they love us, that they teach us by their example, that they are constantly looking out for us and praying for us. But that even more than that, that the family that we are called to have is even broader, is even bigger. Because, and we see this in a special way today in our second reading, our families are not always just people like Mary and Joseph. As blessed as we are, each one of us with our own families, and today we're reminded again and again that family is a gift, our families are not always like the Holy Family. So I want to read you again just this tiny little piece from the second reading, where St. Paul reminds us. He says, put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. Because St. Paul knows that as holy as our families might be, sometimes there's misunderstandings. Sometimes, you know, families know which buttons to push. And we need to bear with one another. We need to forgive one another. And it's by doing those things that our families become even more of a holy family. Because not all of us have a holy family dropped down to us from the sky. Sometimes our families are holy in progress. Sometimes we have the sawdust of our lives that we need to be cleaning up while we work out a relationship or a disagreement or a difference in understanding between one person and another in a family. So we are called to bear with one another. We are called to forgive one another. And that's not only in our blood family, that's also in our family of the church. Because this thing about family that we know, every single one of us, as great as our family may be, or as dysfunctional as our family might be, is that once you're in a family, you don't get to opt out. The family you get is the family you get. And it's true of the family we're born into by blood, and it's true of the family that we're born into by baptism, which is the church. We, in our family of the church, have people who are wonderful, holy people like Simeon and Anna, who are in the temple of God praying all the time. And in our family of God, we also have people that we need to bear with and forgive, even in the church. We are called to be brothers and sisters and to be that work in progress of being a holy family. Because sometimes we've already got it made, we're done, we're ready to go, and other times we're not. And so maybe we have to bear with and forgive somebody else, and maybe they need to bear with and forgive us. There's a lot of give and take. But especially today, as we celebrate within this season of Christmas, this season of gifts, we celebrate what a gift God gives us to have our family of blood and to have our family of baptism. For whatever reason, it's not a gift we get to exchange. For whatever reason, it's not a gift we get to return, whether we think it's the right color or size or not. That's the family God gives us. And so today, this Feast of the Holy Family, which is your parish feast day, I invite you to take a look around to your right, to your left. Take a look. This is the family God has given us. And some people sitting here, you're going to rejoice at and give thanks to God for, because they're constantly in the temple day and night, like Simeon and Anna, praying for all of us together. Some of them you're going to bear with and forgive, and some of them are going to bear with and forgive you and me, because the homily is going long, because whatever reason. But we celebrate today. We celebrate your feast day. We celebrate God's gift to us of family. And we ask in a special way today for the prayers of our holy family in heaven, of Mary and Joseph and the child Jesus, to watch out for us. As we give thanks for the year we're concluding, as we look ahead to the year coming up, we know we rely on their intercession, on Mary and Joseph in heaven looking out for us, that we may continue to be a holy family. A holy family that maybe we're not quite there yet, maybe we're still a work in progress, but that we will continue to bear with one another. We continue to forgive one another. We continue to celebrate the successes and the joys and accomplishments of those fellow members of our family who are with us. And we continue to work together for all those areas in which we need to continue to improve. Either way, we are a holy family. And we look to our holy family in heaven for the strength we need to continue to be that family here on earth.